Tonight, reveal yourself to us. Tonight, show yourself to us. If there's anyone amongst us, Lord, who is hungry enough, who's thirsty enough, who's desperate enough to see you, may their eyes be opened. Even right now, may they come face to face with you. May our lives be forever changed. Father, I don't take this as any other ordinary setup. I take this as a divine setup where you brought us into your house, where your name has been placed, where we have glorified you and magnified you. And so tonight we pray, may our ears be opened, our hearts be wide open, our eyes be wide open. May we encounter you in a way that we've never encountered you before. And may our lives forever be changed for your glory. In Jesus' name we do pray, and everybody say a good amen. Well, I just want to take a few moments, as I've just been given a few moments, to just share the word of the Lord and just break bread together. But I remember when I was in the uni, and I've shared this story before, I had these anticipations. Now, let me first of all go back a little bit. When I was in high school, I was a real joker. Like, you know, like a joker. Like, I used to carry a bag that didn't even have books. Partly because, for one, our high school men, if you carried your books, they were stolen. And you know, at the end of every year, you have to return the books. So you couldn't even leave your books. I was in that kind of high school. I was in a really great high school. Then I went to another high school later on that was not really great. It was two extremes. I didn't know why my parents were doing this to us. I think they were teaching us a lesson. It's not always this easy. It's not always this good. So we went to another lesser high school when I was finishing high school. And let me tell you, that high school was thug life forever. You went to the blackboard with your bag. You know that thing of when you're seated in your class and then you feel so relaxed, you remove your shoes? People had made long wires and with a rope, and they would hook your shoes. It was like this. Hook your shoes and pull it slowly, slowly by slowly. There's a guy outside of the window from another form, another level. I went to a IGC, so it was grade. Another grade that was waiting outside to pick the shoes. So when you searched the whole class, you couldn't find your shoes. That's the thug life that we were in, man. It was terrible. So me, I was a joker all of high school. When I received my O-level results, have you ever felt like you were really, really dumb? Like, I looked at my results and I asked myself, well, I didn't even write my name. Because at least they would have given me 1 point for writing my name. I was overwhelmed by how much I failed. So when I went to, thank God I went back to, did my O-levels again and I passed and I went to uni. So when I went to uni, I had this urge that I'm going to do well and I'm going to survive and I'm going to break records. I'm going to make my parents proud. But I get to uni, and you know the first year of uni, I'll never forget orientation, how we were so optimistic. We would be asked, why do you want to be a lawyer? And you'd stand up and you would say, you know, people there were, hey, guys were, man, say, shooting for CG, I don't know what. I mean, I remember one guy said, praise the Lord. Hey, the lecturer went, hey, we are not in church. My name is so-and-so, and I want to be a lawyer so I can serve Jesus and his kingdom. And I was like, hey, you know, I'm saved, but I don't know if I'm going to say all that. And I'm there debating with Jesus. I'm not embarrassed of you, but hey, me, I'm not going to stand here. And, I mean, this is a lecture hall, Bwana. We need to act like we are lawyers, Bwana. This guy will take me for something else. And so, man, we were so optimistic. Then first year came. Man, me, I wanted to be in the IT crowd, you know? Because I'm the IT crowd, eh? You know? So I wanted to be in the IT crowd. So I made my IT crowd. And let me tell you, man, I went back to the joker again. I didn't learn my lessons. Man, first year I was yani raha too. I'm there, me, I'm not reading, I'm not studying. Man, when cats come, man, yani, you are surprised how tough, man, law school is. mean, having lawyers in the house. You're surprised. And man, me, I didn't have the ethic of reading. I said, they were long. Long. I said, long. And I have to cram everything. And you know, I did University of London. I just threw that in there so you can take me more seriously. University of London. And so, they used to change their laws. If you guys know the London system of law, they change their laws every day. Those guys are in Parliament every day, changing laws. So I have to buy, back then it was magazines. You know, internet wasn't the way it is right now. Talking about 2003. Uko nimbali, sindio George? Uko nimbali, George? Wait, I've already showed my age, eh? All of a sudden, all of you are like, where? You're old. Why are you in 3T? Because I'm the pastor. That's why. So they change their laws every day. Do you know, waiting for a magazine to check what laws have been changed and what I need to apply was crazy. My dad told me, I'm not buying these magazines anymore. I'm like, Dad, I'm telling you, I'll fail. So first year, I failed. Where? I failed. So second year, everyone is coming with that. Hey, more enjoy. Me, I knew I'm not going back. There, me, I'm not a joker. I'm serious. And I had to make a shift in my approach to my education. I'll never forget this statement. One time, you know how lecturers would come and say, man, there's no class today, and you'd be so excited. I remember one time, this elderly guy, because the school I was in, we had all sorts of ages. I mean, there was a guy who was as old as my dad. He was my desk mate. That guy challenged me like for days. But there was another guy who was also older, and he had come from the village in part of Kilifi and there. And this guy was serious because the entire village had collected money to send him to this school so that he might be a lawyer and go back home and represent them. So him, his approach was different. This guy was serious. When the lecturers would cancel, the guy would get so upset, he would throw his books at the table. How can they do this to us? The rest of us are like, yeah. He was like, don't they know how much money we are paying? Don't they know the seriousness of what we are doing? You're like, man, chill. We'll make it up. I knew I had to make a shift because at the end of the day, I have to understand my end goal. What are the results? I'm not going to take a journey to Nakuru and I'm going towards Mombasa Road. There's no turning. That once you get to about Malini, Uko Voi, that says, turn this way to Nakuru. See, there's none. I have to go back, Sindio. I have to shift things around and go back in the right direction. So second year, me, I wasn't playing. My friends were like, so are we meeting up? I'm like, no. No, we are not. We are not meeting up. I went and I had recognized the cleverest people in the class. Number 1, 2, 3, 4. Those are the guys I'm going. And then I went and looked. Kumbe, they used to meet in an upper room. It's just so scriptural. And there, studying was happening. I went and I introduced myself. I said, I'm Kevin. I know you know I'm the joker, but I'm serious. I'm going to be your friend, and we are hanging out. And from that point, when they went to the toilet is when I went to the toilet. When they went for lunch is when I went for lunch. I found out these people eat for 5 minutes. And they are back to the library. I'm like, what? Like 5 minutes. They're eating just fruit salad. Because they don't want to overeat and they sleep. These guys were serious. And I began to see. This was a real shift for me. Let me tell you, the joker was a joker. It was hard. My mentality had to shift. They'll tell me, I'd come and tell me, so tomorrow 6? I'm like, 6 what time? In the morning, that's when the library opens. We're here at 6. I'm like, 6? You know, okay. Some of them were staying close by. We're in Parklands. I'm like, wait, don't need to Parklands, man. They need to talk our Giza. And me was depending on, you remember Days of Zion? The train, because it's cheap. It's 10 shillings to town. Then they're telling me to kutane. 6. So I started changing my shift to 6 in the morning. These guys would study until the librarian came and told us it's time to leave. We leave every day. Sato, we are meeting. Study time. Man, I didn't have a social life. Those were my social life. But let me tell you, when the exams came, hey, I wasn't number 4. The group was still ahead of me. I needed to make up some more. But I was definitely number 5. Last Sunday, we heard about building. And everything we need. And let me tell you, you can be disappointed, frustrated, sitting there wondering, what I've built is terrible. I don't see the end of the tunnel. Things are thick. You need a shift. You need to shift things around. And let me tell you, the generation we live in right now tells you, you can't make that shift. It's too late. Just give up and move on to something else. But can I tell you, most of us, there is nothing else. This is it. This is it for us. Our salvation is it for us. There's nothing else past this salvation for you and I. Nothing else. Is our option to quit and give up on God and this relationship and say there's nothing here for me? Let me just go out and do whatever I want to do. You think the end results are going to be good? You might be here thinking I've messed up too much. So what? We all have. We've all messed up. This journey isn't easy. I can be here, maybe I've been saved 25 years, guys. Woohoo! Year 26, here I come. I'm almost 30. It's true. We have been saved a long time. Hey, George, man, I'm feeling old. And his judgment still doesn't come to you. And you're old. Eh? It's not easy. We fall. We stumble. Do you know how many times you want to give up? You're like, it's too hard. These standards. Let me tell you when you think it's too hard. When you start seeing the things of God as laws, to-dos, and not to-dos, that's when it's becoming hard. Just know from that point, it's hard. You remember when you got saved? No secular music? Amen. Amen. Eh? You hear a do-da in the matatu, you start do-da. Yeswa barikita, Yeswa barikita, Yeswa ni bariki, pick up my coffee. You're just there playing that song to drown the other one. Because the other one is taking you back to Egypt. Don't pretend you don't know the other one. You know it well. Given an opportunity, you'll be singing it. That was you in the beginning. Now, kakikuja tu ko. Just listening to the beats, not the words. You're lying to yourself. And the longer you stay on that path, the worse it gets for you. Today I want to talk to the person who feels stuck. You have to shift. And how do you shift? You shift, first of all, by you have to reflect and see where you are at. You know, some of us don't know where we are. You have to look at where you are, where you've come from. See, I've told you that story before. I used to drink illicit brews. Where they were found, manze, was terrible. Manze, we were with men. I've tied something, rope on their legs because they can't rush to the bathroom fast enough, so they just leave you too. And I remember walking out of that joint, it's smelling terrible. Because the illicit brew plus all the smells, man, is terrible. It smells like death. Seriously. You enter there, you just smell death. In Ikifo. My intestines are about to die. But yet you're there still partaking. I remember going to wait for my friend. And I'm on the wall. Can't even hardly stand. And I'm looking where I've come from. And I ask myself, why are you here? Like, seriously, why are you here? Uku ni wapi? Where is this you've brought yourself? You know, have you ever had a low moment? Oh, you forgot. You in the toilet? You leaving that house? You forgot. I'm telling you, why? Reflect. Have you ever really felt bad about what you've done? Some of you are feeling bad right now. Have you ever really felt bad? And you tell yourself, I will never. You're there telling them. Don't want to swear. You don't want to swear, so this works. Eh? I will never do this again. Sindio, you know that feeling? That feeling, you know, it makes you feel and you get right with God. But that feeling lifts because it's manly sorrow. The Bible tells us it's only godly sorrow that leads to at that moment, you need to ask yourself, am I broken for me or am I broken because I did this to God? That's the difference. Saul was broken, but he was broken for himself. Caught Samuel and told him, don't go out there without me. At least let me walk me out. So the people don't think we've left on bad terms. David was like, I've sinned against God. That was his first words after he was caught by the prophet. I have sinned against God. That's the difference. I've sinned against God. Reflect the whole of Deuteronomy. Do you know the book of Deuteronomy? It's a great book. Some of you are looking at me. I've heard of it. Tell me more. Let's start from page one. Deuteronomy is an entire reflection of where the children of Israel have come. Moses is speaking now to the new generation. 40 years have passed. That's how the scripture starts. Deuteronomy 1, read it. This is written to the children of Israel from when they were in Horeb, and he's talking to them from when they have passed the Jordan, and he's talking to them and he's telling them this is how things were. Why? He's making them reflect so they don't forget this is why we need to change. Because if you keep going the same path that they went, you'll be destroyed just the same way they were destroyed. Reflect. Then adapt. You have to adapt. You have to. We need to learn how to shift. We need to learn how to adapt. How to bounce back. Not to stay down. We need to learn how to just, okay. You know, there's a scripture in the Bible. When Jesus had died and the disciples were broken, they felt lost in despair. The Bible says, when you read Luke 5 says when Jesus met them for the first time, especially Peter, James, and his brother, They left their nets after the miracle of the great catch. They left everything and they followed Christ. When Jesus died, they went back to their boats. So they went back. And now they're disappointed. Now they're like, man, what's going on? Then Jesus comes and tells them, have you caught anything, man? Cast the net on the other. They're like, but then we've toiled the whole night. The whole night. People, some of you feel like, man, me, I'm done. Let's just go back to that old life. That shift. If you don't listen to the master, and just shift, just throw it on the other side. Just bounce back up. Try again. Just come. Come back to Jesus. Just try again. Bounce back. I know it has been bad. I know it's rough. I know some of you, even right now, man, it's not good. Bounce back. Don't get lost in the darkness. Bounce back. Can I tell you what's the beauty of turning back to the light? You see light. Because if you keep going down the darkness, there's no light there. You know how you keep walking in the darkness hoping that light will appear somewhere? Have you ever tried that thing? And there's nothing but darkness. And some of us, now the darkness has become kind of lightish because we can see. Your eyes have gotten used. Now you can see. Cindy, you can see. You're in darkness, but you can see objects. And now you're like, I'm not stumbling. Can see that seat there. Or you know the patterns of the house and the place you're in. So you know how to just escape barely. Sijaumia sana. There's no light, even though you keep going down that corridor. The best thing is to turn towards light, and immediately light comes. Adapt. Thirdly, set some doable steps. I'm not telling you right now you're going to go from 0 to 100. All of a sudden you're saying, now I'll pray 1 hour. Aki God, I'll pray 1 hour. I'll read 2 chapters a day. If you can't even successfully do 10 minutes, let's just do 10 consistently. Sindio, I'm going to break it down. 3 minutes in the morning, 3 minutes at lunchtime, 4 minutes in the evening. Give God that extra. Break it down. Wasn't that Daniel? Morning, lunch, evening. Break it down. Doable steps. You know, someone says, may I read at least a verse a day. I take it further, just slightly further. Read a verse a day and memorize the verse. That way, you maintain the verse a day. And you can meditate upon that verse a day throughout the day. I'm in a pattern right now that I'm memorizing scripture. I like to do fun things with the Bible. Because the Bible is fascinating. So I challenge myself in different ways. Now I'm memorizing scripture. And let me tell you one thing I found about memorizing scripture. You can't try to memorize without memorizing it. So you have to keep saying it throughout the day so that it sticks. Sindio? So what does that do for you as an individual as you're memorizing it throughout the day? You have that word in your heart. So take it a step further. Sizable steps. Don't shoot for the stars yet. We are getting there. Just one step at a time. Thirdly, do it. Don't just set it and plan it. Do it. We had more 26 just the other day. And I went for this writing class. And the one who was talking told us, I start writing today. And you're like, eh? Yeah, start writing. Do you want to be a writer? Start writing. You want to sing? Sing. Do your do re mi fa sol la ti do. Do it. Just start. Take the step. Do it. Get on your mat. I haven't read the Bible today. Do it. Just stop and do it. When you ask yourself, have I prayed? Stop there and pray. Do it. Take action. Don't say, you be me. Go to the class. Hey, it's me. I want to be your friend. I know it's awkward, but hey, do it. Apologize. You want that friendship? Apologize. You want to get in that relationship because you think, man, you're prepared and you see and you're like, uh-huh. Shoot your shot. You think she's going to come to you? Now I have your attention. All of a sudden, man, I've been in prayer, the Bible, silence. All of a sudden, everyone is alert. Shoot your shot. Do you know me? I used to have genuinely a fear of being told no. My brother was magnet number one, and we had identical twins. We didn't even get it. All the girls like him. Mimi nimeogopwa. Man of God. I'm like, the man of God needs a woman of God too. Man say, no one wants to come close to me. No one wants to be associated. They just feel like, man, you're just there with Pastor Don all the time. Man say, my bro, man say, people are waiting for him in the line. Man say, my bro, we used to escort, pastors used to escort him to his car. He's being bombarded. One day someone came and told me, hey, where are you going? So my bro is like, I'm going home. Even me, I'm going that direction. True story. True story. George will tell you. Man say, true story. That guy was man say overwhelmed. And me, I'm like, bro, suggest me, I'm willing. I'm here. Your twin. Mitapeleka mtu pale anataka kwenda. Until a friend of mine came and told me, Wekevo, this is your problem. You're there, up there, Kwanzaa, you have line of sight. You see them all. Whoever you like, just go to them. Shoot your shot. If they say no, it's okay. Move on. I said adapt, senior. Bounce back up. Move on. Stop crying there. Oh, nimeachwa. Oh, amesema no. My world is over. Move on. Sister, move on. Unamgojea aseme kitu. Akuchekeshe tena. Akikuangalia hivi unasema, I think we are back. No! Adapt. Move on. Someone hearing me today. If I didn't move on, I wouldn't have the life I have with my wife today. I'm telling you, I moved on. I saw her, I liked her, and I went to introduce myself to her. And the rest, as they say, is history. 5 kids later. Take steps. Just do it. And lastly, as I finish, have an accountability. Have someone to walk with you. Because I'm telling you, this shift is not easy. I know we are laughing, but there are people who are really stuck. And can I tell you, I know what it means to be stuck. It's a tough thing. You don't know how to shift. You just don't know how to move from this point. And I know you've had even conversations with the Lord, and you're like, I don't know how to move from here. I don't know where to go. I don't know how to turn. I want to, but something inside of me is stopping me. Get some accountability. Tell someone, this is what I've decided to do. Keep me accountable. Tell your cell leader, if you're in Nairobi Lighthouse Church and you're in a cell, tell your cell leader, keep me accountable. These are the steps I'm taking. It doesn't have to just be your relationship with God, because God is in everything we do. It can be even your job. You want to get better at it? Tell them, these are the steps. Keep me accountable. Ask me these questions. Did you finish all your emails today? Did you answer them? Did you finish the work on your table? Because you've been here complaining to me, manze work is manze piling. Now start doing it. Get that pile down. Finish it. You watch and see what happens. Don't we want to see fruit in our life? Don't we want to be successful? Don't you want to enjoy this walk? Don't you? I want to. I want the peace that surpasses all human understanding. I want the joy. I want to be in a place where God is pleased by me, and I know without a shadow of doubt, God is pleased by me. I want to walk in everything that He has promised me. I want it all. I don't know about you. Me, I go into the presence of God. And when I start, you know, and I'm like, God, you know, the Bible says ask. I'm just like, I get somewhere, I'm like, just give me everything. Because me, I want everything. Me, I'm one of those guys who want just one thing now. Just give me everything. You go to the buffet, ekayote, just, I know I don't eat it, just put it. Somehow I might like it. Me, I'm like that with the Lord. I just want it all. I want everything that God has for me. Can I tell you one of my saddest things, and I finish and we can stand right now? One of the saddest things in my heart is to go to heaven and find out that there was so much in store for me while I was down here. Me, I don't want that. Can I tell you something very personal? I only tell my inside guys when I teach, because that's my crew. Every insight, and I know a lot of you have gone through me, so it's okay. Everyone is my crew. Some of you are like, why are we your favorites? All of you are my favorites. But when I leave church, I'm usually one of the last people to leave. Do you know what I do just before I take? And I know you might think that's just being too spiri. That's you being over there, out there. Just before, just the edge of getting down, I know you guys can ask, we have a small thing we have to get down to. Just before I hit that ground, something in me, just it started a while back. I just take a step and I stand and I say, oh, God, before I leave your house, if there's anything left, even though it was for other people and they didn't take it today, pour it here. I'll take the leftovers. Let me carry it all home. I just tell him that. Now you might be like, does he do it? Is that even scriptural? It's just something personal. Because every Sunday, every time we come to the house of the Lord and we gather, I see a buffet. And I'm like, I know not all of it was eaten. But me, I have this sense that if I can take the leftovers, I can share it with my family. I can share it with my neighbors. I can share it with my community. I can share it with someone who is in need. So I tell God, if there's any leftovers, just give it to me. I know I'll find use for it this week. I want it all. I don't know about you. So if you're here, just please stand, so we can finish our time. If you're here right now, you're just feeling stuck. Things aren't going your way. And you're honest just before God. You're like, I just need a shift. I need a shift in my finances. I need a shift in my relationships. I need a shift with you, God. I need a shift just in the way I walk. My purity. I need a shift. I'm addicted to stuff and I just need a shift. I'm tired of just being in the same rut over and over and over again. I just need a shift. Today the Lord is telling you, cast your net on the other side. Just do what I'm telling you. And God is going to speak to you. He does. Let me tell you, He reaches us. Oh, He reaches us. Just tell Him, reach me. Whatever barriers are in between us, just break them. Just go ahead and just break them. I'm letting go. Just break those barriers and reach me. I'm in a desperate place and I'm needing help. So Father, Lord, hear the cries of your people right now. Just hear their cry. Hear their cry today. See the desperate situations that are presented in this place. Bring the shift, the change, the transformation, the renewedness. Bring it all to your people. Let them experience what they thought could not be for them. Bring a shift. I commit each one of us into your able hands. And if there is anyone here, Lord, who hasn't given his life to the Lord, Father, today, it's simple. It's simple for them. They just need to accept the gift that you've given them. The gift that is Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, who became a man so that he might die on the cross for our sins. They just need to receive that gift and their lives will never be the same again. So I pray for them today that they will just open their hearts and receive it and see their lives radically changed for your glory and for your honor. Today I pray that we are full. And if there's something we haven't asked for but was available at your table, I pray, let people go home with leftovers. Just like the baskets, let us leave this house today having been multiplied with what we came in and weren't satisfied with. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Come on, can we give Jesus a mighty hand clap of praise?